Hey, everybody. Yo, indeed. Hi, Brian. Hello? Brian?
Oh, hey, I just got in the door.
Nick of time, dude.
Yeah, oh, what's going on? Oh, are we doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what do you know?
Man, you got timing.
Yeah, well, you know what they say.
Got time to show up, got time to throw up.
Okay, phrase. I'll throw up, just hold on.
All right. Oh. I'm not good at throwing up, dude. Yuck.
Yeah, all right, it's good. All right, I can do it now.
I'm really bad at it.
I'm all sweaty.
I hold back.
Yeah?
For a long time, man.
Shouldn't do that.
I know.
You should just, you know what?
Open up, let it
out. A lot of people that are kind of, a lot of people freak out about that and try to, you know, have barf streaks. Not that sounds terrible. I have long periods of time without barfing and try to make it a record, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I think if you have to do it, you should just do it because you always feel better after. Unless you have the flu or something where you're constantly doing it, but then you can't really help that.
Yeah.
But if you've eaten something bad or if you've gotten really drunk or whatever, just barf. Just do it. You'll feel gross for like a minute and then you'll probably feel better.
Agree.
And
it sounds good at the time, but it's like, you know, even though I know that, it doesn't help me out. You know,
yeah, it's kind of hard to do. It's hard, but...
heat of passion.
Yeah, I think you just have to... You have to listen to your body.
Yeah.
Hi, Internet.
Oh, hey, everybody.
I was actually thinking that maybe you could go away now, and I'll do the show with my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I think that'd be all right.
Only that I don't have a wife.
Hmm.
Or anything.
She'd probably be down to do it again.
I'll do it with your wife?
Yeah, I'll go wake her up.
Do a show? All right.
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe. No, maybe. Not without you, though. That'd be awkward.
No, it's fine, really. I mean, we're mature adults. We can swallow our pride.
No, I mean, it makes me uncomfortable.
No,
I don't care
funny.
About you guys.
Well, good. You got performance anxiety?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, the innuendo.
Yay!
I tried some new product.
I'm not married, so all the ladies listening.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Pitch woo at him.
Yeah, man, there's still time. There's still time before I... got a couple years before I expire.
What was that show? The movie? The tale? The harrowing tale? Finnegan's Wake? Gilligan's Island? Something about... You can't turn a certain age and then they kill you.
Oh, Logan's Berry.
Yeah. Lingonberry?
Yeah.
That's the stuff they always sell at the IKEA.
What is it?
Lingonberry?
What is it?
I don't know, some kind of berry. It's red, it's fruity tasting, it's good. They got Loganberry, it's Lingonberry.
What is it?
Lingonberry.
Sorry, I just was going to keep asking what is it until you like said something else.
Lingonberry.
I think we'd be going a long time before that happened.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You know what kind of berry I'm having
right now?
I'm
off facts right now.
I'm having the kind of berry that comes inside of a Dr. Pepper bottle.
Barry Allen?
Yeah. No. What? Raspberry Bonds.
Raspberry Bonds?
All huge and full of steroids. I came from the land of Barry Bonds, and I brought back with me a bottle of Dr. Pepper, berries and cream, soda pop.
So you got that actually in...
Well, I actually bought it in Washington State. I didn't... We stopped on the way down, and I saw it, but it was like, I don't know, you know, like 5 in the morning, and I was like, well, I definitely do not want to drink pop right now. So, and I didn't want to like carry it around or whatever, so I'm like, well, I'll just get one later. Didn't see one the rest of the trip. I think maybe only in Washington.
Yeah, we don't have them here.
Yeah, it's weird. I think everywhere now has the vanilla cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And it's basically the same thing. Like, I thought the berries and cream, it sounded pretty exotic, and then I turned the bottle around and it says, naturally and artificially flavored raspberry and vanilla soda. And so therefore it's vanilla raspberry instead of vanilla cherry. And Therefore, not very different.
Lame.
But still good. It's still very enjoyable.
They need to make Bavarian cream Dr. Pepper.
I think so. A little custardy. Yeah. Maybe just a bottle of custard.
Why the fuck not?
And you could maybe it could come in like a Tetra Pack with a straw.
I just bought 4 Tetra Packs of various salves and juices at the grocery store at Cub.
Yeah?
Yeah. One of them was
Gonad banana?
Yeah, it's like got this like spiky, prickly pear looking thing on the front. I never seen one of these fruits in nature, and I'm like, man, I bet the juice of that's pretty good.
Clint Barton.
You fucking got Coke Black.
Oh, shit.
Coke Black.
Dude. With a B-L-A-K?
B-L-A-K. Is Coke
umlaut?
Black.
Is it an umlaut?
No, it's kind of a wiggly line.
Oh.
It's like an enye.
Over a tilde?
Yeah.
A buttworm?
How does that help you pronounce black? What does that make?
I don't know.
Like, and then the logo is weird because it's like a italicized O with the Coke swoosh going vertically. It's just kind of like a real absent-minded, very close to the Pepsi logo.
Maybe it's an emoticon.
Yeah.
Turn it sideways, but don't spill your drink.
No,
if anyone's drinking one right now, thinking like, "Yeah, maybe I'll do that." Don't spill it.
I was just able to suck out the last drop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if it spills on your lap, maybe you could sue for. Remember when someone sued for having coffee in their lap?
Yeah, this coffee was hot.
Yeah, maybe you can sue for it making your crotch sticky.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if this stuff is sticky. It must be.
Man, if I could fucking make money every time my crotch got sticky, imagine.
Well, it was good. The basic, here's my review. That was pretty good.
Yeah? Would you get it again?
Well, I bought one for my dad. I don't know if I'd get one for myself again.
You might have a sweet is.
It's 8 ounces. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's about a buck and a half.
How many milliliters is that?
237.
Oh, hold on. Let me look at my bottle. The bottle that I got is 20 fluid. That's small.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it so small?
Well, it comes in a glass bottle.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah, like those little Coke bottles.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's got a plastic wrapper on the outside. I think if I open it up, it might be a regular Pepsi bottle. But,
yeah, okay.
It had a flavor. Like, I don't know if you ever tried making your own chocolate Coke by putting chocolate syrup in Coke.
That seems like something I would have done, but no.
Yeah. I'd done it. And it tasted kind of like that. It didn't have an overwhelming coffee urgency to it.
Okay.
I did drink it first thing this morning. And I took 7 naps, so not as potent as a buck and a half would
be. Well, it's because it comes in such a small bottle.
Yeah.
Was it as bubbly and sweet as regular Coke?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty Coke-y.
Yeah, all right. Coke-y.
Yeah.
Maybe... Would you recommend that I try it if I see it?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody should
try it. I will anyways,
yeah,
obviously.
No, everybody should try everything once forever. Everybody, everywhere.
Even, say, Mountain Dew?
Yeah. See, that's... When we went after the concert, went to a concert tonight, which I'll get to in a second, but...
Okay.
They had Coke Black. I'm like, well, I'll get one for my dad, but then I bought myself a Mountain Dew. 5.91 milliliter.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect amount to have a little left.
There you go.
Yeah, it was okay. It's just, I don't know, it's got aspartame in it, which is weird.
Oh.
So, I mean, I guess it's not as sweet. It's got a little kind of a low-calorie vibe.
Okay, I won't try it, though. I can't fucking stand that shit, man.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all the way at the bottom.
What a NutraSweet is in French? You know how we have the French wrappers and whatnot?
Right.
When you flip it over and you look at the French side, it's called NutraSuck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably like NutraSweet.
Did you guys really have NutraSweet there still? We're not NutraSweet. It's all gone.
Okay, well, shit. Well, that's what it used to be called. Now we have aspartame.
Yeah.
We pronounce it, by the way.
Oh, yeah? I don't know how we pronounce it.
Aspartame.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
All right. Salophany? That's what I wrap my sandwich stuff in.
I bought some Cub salami. Salami.
What's it made out of?
I looked at this one salami, and it was like mechanically separated whatnot. And every time it starts with mechanically separated, I always feel like the animals are going in their hole, you know?
And then it's just they're being sorted.
It's not even that. I found out. I looked it up after the fact. I'm like, well, what? Now what is this?
Exactly? Google image search for, oh, God.
Oh, no. No. In the Wikipedia there. And apparently mechanically separated, insert animal name here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the all the bones after they get off the good hunks of meat, and the bones still have some meat on them.
Oh yeah,
that's when the robots come in and start picking the little bits off, and that's stuff that goes into salami.
That's really good that they're not wasting it.
Yeah, so now I feel good about it.
And it's not as though that's like bad or gross meat or anything. It's just it's stuff you really had to work to get at.
Yeah, which is all the more noble.
Except if you're sucking the marrow out of bones. That's just kind of gross.
They didn't have any marrow-lami. But I would totally buy that.
Oh, man.
They got to do something with that marrow.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe they can make it into a necklace.
So yeah, Coke Black, scale of 1 to 10, 25.
Beep, beep. Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of sort of, popping chocolate bars and that kind of stuff on my trip. I usually make a point of anything that's different, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to try it. And then all that. But I didn't really do a lot of that in this trip because it's really hard when you get it really early to travel and you do a lot of traveling and, you know, you make a lot of your stops and snack stops before noon and it's just kind of like, you know, I don't really want to get a chocolate bar and a pop. That's kind of gross. So instead you get like a hot dog and maybe some taquitos and some jalapeno poppers. No, I don't know.
Trail mix and beef jerky, man. That's like the ultimate road food.
Combos? Ed and I like combos because we don't have them. We don't have them up here. And they're not particularly good. But I don't know. That's just the kind of thing that we get them and we eat like 2 an hour because that's all we can handle. If you eat any more than that, we just barf. Hmm. But we have to eat like... We enjoy them, but, like, we just know when to stop, right?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that.
Combos?
No, knowing when to stop.
Oh, yeah. And then, we went to an American-style Wendy's restaurant. And your small size pop and fries at a Wendy's?
Yeah.
That's what we call medium.
Okay.
Like, we have one smaller size of everything at our disposal. And you guys have one bigger. Like, our extra large or whatever is your large. And you have another one on top of that that's like a fucking biggie. Double gulp. Well, we had the biggie, too. But there was, like, the pop that came in, like, the plastic cup. And it's like a double gulp or whatever. It's like a big thing you get at 7-Eleven, which you wouldn't know anything about, I'm sure.
Wow, I remember. Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's just like
every time
thing.
I go to some town that's got them, that's the first place I go.
Right. So everything was just like that much bigger, and I was like, wow, I'm really shocked that that you guys don't really have like a lot of obese people there.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Think with all that, fucking in that Wendy's, everyone in there was like hypnotically obese, and we were just like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
I hate to make a big deal about it, and like everyone's like, "Oh yeah,
oh nice pun, dude."
Hey, biggie deal. Okay, yeah. I mean, like people are always like, "Yeah, Americans are fat and blah, all this and that," and you know, it's like,
who says that? I mean,
Canada does.
Okay,
but yeah, and so I just kind of think like, well, yeah, sort of, but. I mean, everyone is, and there's just, like, a lot of people in the States, and so you see more people, and, yeah, obviously they're going to be, like, fatter than, like, Japan or whatever, but I kind of think, like, it's probably not that different from Canada, but it kind of is.
Oh, yeah. We'll outfat anybody.
So many ways to get fat.
Yeah, we got them all. And that small that you were talking about, that's the size of your medium? Nobody ever orders that.
No, that's just for show, right?
Yeah.
Totally. I got it, and I was like, I don't even want this much. I can't get a smaller size. Like, can you fill up the chili bowl with a Coke for me? Because I only want that much. Yeah, so... And then what I did have there, though, which is different, is they had a barbecue junior cheeseburger.
Sure.
And we don't have that here. And I got it, and it was all right. But what I noticed about it was it didn't have any vegetables in it.
Right. That's why it's on the 99-cent menu.
Well, our value menu, if you order a junior cheese or a junior bacon deluxe situation, it has lettuce and tomato on it.
Well, the junior bacon does. It's got lettuce and tomato and stuff. But like,
yeah, our junior cheese has that, too.
Barbecue sauce is
it's a vegetable.
Well, it's not. It's very expensive to produce.
So it counter to, but you think a tomato is like and a lettuce is expensive to produce?
Well, lettuce is for sure not. But there was a time after fucking, I don't know, El Nino or the
La Nina
or something,
the 7-Eleven,
something everybody was all griping about at the same time. There was these signs up at Wendy's that said, "If you don't ask for tomatoes, we're not putting tomatoes on it because that shit's expensive."
That's crazy.
No, there was, and then that. That sign was up on the drive-thru for, like, months after whatever it was. I think it was the...
Great Tomato Scare of 03.
Maybe.
It was the attack of the killer tomatoes.
No,
actually, if we were attacked by killer tomatoes, we'd probably have a tomato surplus because we'd be fucking killing those assholes.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Well, you guys would be. We'd be like, yeah, way to go.
Right.
We'd send our one sub. And it would be so slow that by the time you guys finished, it would just be showing up. Hey, guys, we brought our... Oh, you're done? Oh, all right.
Well, that's possible.
We brought some sandwiches and cookies for you guys.
We're encroaching on politics, dude.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to get back to the other thing I bought. I bought another thing.
Sorry. Okay.
You want to know what it was?
I
think you know.
I think I already do know, but why don't you go ahead?
Motherfucking Lego Eggos.
You finally did it.
Yeah. They exist. It's real. They had them at a store. I was there at 10:30 at night shopping for groceries, and then they were.
And then you ate them? Or is that tomorrow?
No, I haven't eaten them. I don't think I will.
Oh, they're for the kids?
Yeah, Spencer's been eating them, and he loves them. He,
Did he build something for you?
He built me a stack of bricks. he built me a tall waffle.
You didn't get the expensive pack that came with, like, wheels and a Harry Potter guy?
The little guys and the...
minifigs. They're called minifigs. Did you know that?
Minifigs? That's the official name?
That's what the Lego guy is called. The official name of the Lego, like, figure, character, you know, like, little dudes.
Cool.
They're called minifigs. Yeah. Which is, like, sounds like a kind of fruit or something, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of fucking fruit, if you ask me.
Right.
The reason I found that out, I only found this out last year, is my buddy Max works at Science Center here called Science World. It's a big deal. They have a whole, like, it's all educational, like, little place, you know, Science Center, right?
Yeah.
And they had, like, a big Lego display. I'm not really too sure how the Lego tied into the science. I think it was more of, like, there's this touring Lego thing, and this was just a good place for it to stop.
That's architecture and math and...
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think plastics. It was, like, I think they were showing, like, a pirate ship or something.
Okay. Or
I don't even really know. But his job for that month or whatever was to like no yeah they had like a no the way they tied it in was they had a roller coaster built out of Lego that would like do the whole thing or whatever, and he was in charge of like repairing it when it, you know, needed to be repaired. And I had to say that was probably the coolest job anyone ever had.
Yeah, Lego mechanic that kicks ass.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Well, Spencer's a waffle mechanic now, dude. It tears them open and makes the stack of six. But I was thinking they got to take that one step beyond for, like, you know, make the Lego techniques sets in waffle
maybe
form.
Like, maybe like a robot kit?
Yeah, just a full fucking model. Like, you know, I got, okay, this morning I'm having six fucking waffles, but it's going to be in the form of a 57 Chevy, you know.
Or even, say, like, the Eiffel Tower.
Why the hell not?
Well, or whatever the equivalent is in Belgium. I went to... I fucking was in Belgium. I went to Brussels, and I couldn't tell you what the fuck was there. Besides a lot of dog shit and a comic book museum. There was a lot of fucking dog shit there.
Huh.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs?
Didn't see too many dogs, but there's shit everywhere. Like, they're allowed, like, the law does not say pick up your dog's shit. And so it was just everywhere. In fact, rather than that, there was like signs saying just like beware of shit. Like, oh, there's gonna be shit. You better watch out.
Awesome.
So that was kind of a drag because it was everywhere. But yeah, I went to the Convict Museum there, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I couldn't tell you what the hell else is there.
Were you not there long? Were you stoned? Were you stoned, Brian?
No, I wasn't stoned.
Maybe. Belgium.
Yeah, I was stoned on waffles, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't even eat a waffle when I was there. That's how fucking retarded I am.
Well, they're not good there.
You know what else I didn't do? Fucking go to In-N-Out Burger when I was in California.
Really?
We tried. We really tried. We, like, several of us wanted to, and it just didn't work out.
Did anybody rent a car? Were you guys all on foot the whole time?
Well, we rented a van, and we drove it down there, but it was kind of like you couldn't really just go tooling around in the van because, I don't know, like, we had to go to the convention center and, like, pack books and shit like that, and I don't know, it just wasn't really convenient to go take off in the van, and also parking, and finding parking and stuff, you don't really want to, like, mess with that. So, we didn't really see anything in San Francisco. Luckily,
that's
I'd been
weak.
There,
you guys should have driven that thing and double parked that shit. And whose name was it in?
Ed's.
Yeah, fuck them.
I drove the thing and I wasn't even legally allowed to.
But, oh, yeah, it had to be all Ed all the time, huh?
Yeah, but I did anyway, but I mean, that's just the way the insurance was. Like,
you
probably had to pay extra for some shit. I don't know. But, yeah, but I mean, luckily I had been to San Francisco before and seen all the. Some of the touristy shit, so...
Like the hills? They have hills there.
Yeah, I saw the Rice-A-Roni. I saw the fucking Full House episode. I saw the Crazy Taxi. No. San Francisco Rush, whatever that game is called.
Well, there was a San Francisco Crazy Taxi.
Level oh, okay. There. All right, well, maybe. That's the one I saw. And then I saw... that's it. That's all I saw. I saw on the back page of the sports... news, they were talking about the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah.
That was kind of impressive. I didn't think people cared about hockey down there.
It's the back page.
Do you know what I call that team? I call them the San Jose Sharks. Yeah. And the Edmonton Oilers, we call them the Edmonton Coilers.
Like a poop.
Yeah, totally like a poop, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Kick ass.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, it was a pretty good trip, but we didn't really do anything. We hung around at the convention, which was alright, but I don't know. I sold like 3 comics maybe, gave a couple away, did some trades, sat around, did some jam comics, drank some beers, hung around.
Well, I think the burning question that's just burning on everyone's tongues like a fucking soldering iron just sizzling away.
Yeah.
It's all just all the ganglionic nerve endings are just splayed.
Yeah.
The question is, is Tom McHenry as handsome in person as he is on the internet?
I think you already know the answer to that.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I wanted to get your
take. Think you've already divulged the answer to that before.
Sure.
You just want to know if I agree. You just want to know if I'm going to say, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That guy is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's possible that I was wrong, but I mean, there's no way to know.
Yeah, no. He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
I'd do him.
See?
I'd hit it.
See?
But there's so many other circumstances that would have to come into play before that ever happened.
Like proximity?
That's one.
Okay.
Second of all, being I would have to have an erection.
Well...
I don't know.
Tom's an open-minded.
He's in a serious relationship, and I would not violate the sanctity of that with my wang.
All right. Well, good. Good on you.
Unless invited.
Well, good on you anyway.
No.
High fives all around.
Yeah. All right.
Woo-hoo. But the other thing I want to know is, I know you didn't kind of you had it. Yeah. Nothing. You said nothing really caught your eye.
In terms of comics and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was just really kind of exhausted from the trip, and I don't know, like, I'm not too excited about really, like, a lot of stuff right now, because I'm kind of having a...
you hate comics now, I think.
I really do. No, I'm just kind of having, like, a boring life period right now, like, I just kind of feel like I'm on autopilot, and I don't really feel that excited or anything. So, I was sort of excited about the trip and stuff, but...
But now you're not. Now you're crashing from that.
Yeah, totally, dude.
totally bummed me out.
Yeah, I mean, I walked around, I looked at all the tables and shit, and there's just, like, a lot of stuff. And at first, it's exciting that there's so much stuff, and there's all these people who are doing comics, and it's really exciting. Like, everyone's doing all the shit. And you walk around, and then you realize everyone, it's depressing and gross for the same reason. Like, all these people here doing the same thing as me and not being successful at it, and not even able to catch the eye of someone like me who is a comic artist and fan who is very, very likely to go up and read and buy someone else's mini comic. I want to, like, support the scene, and I want to, so I'm, like, fucking prime customer number one there, and I can't even get excited, and I can't even, like, I don't know.
I don't.
There's just so much. There's so much. There's just, yeah, I don't know.
I don't like that aspect of it. It's really gross to me. I don't like it when there's a scene built up of people that all kind of do the same thing that are trying to impress the people that are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the lamest shit. I don't, like, there's like there used to be, like, all these guys in hardcore bands that I knew, and they would, like, all really support each other, and then that's about it. So then, like, it all became kind of the same mucus. But once upon a time, there was the internet, and people put comics on it. And then it seemed like the only people that were reading anybody's comics were the people who did comics.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes, unless you do a comic strip about, you know, like...
Can I drink your coffee?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much universal.
Yeah.
No, I just mean, if you do a strip about, like, guys who work in an IT department, or, you know, like, those kinds of things where, like, people who are going to be on computers reading something will, like, relate to, like, you know what I mean?
Which do you hate worse, computers or comics? If you could banish one for all eternity.
Dude, I don't know. That's a hard question.
Really?
It is.
I got...
Because, well, shit, I mean...
I got 8 long boxes of comics, and I only got 1 short box of computer.
Short stack?
Yeah.
Short long? Short round?
It's a 4-bay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess probably computers then.
Ooh!
Computers are more trouble than they're worth.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think, oh man, there's a lot of stuff about computers I like, and the internet and all that. But, no, I mean, comics are still cool, and if there's no computers and internet and all that, you know, we could just, like, mail them to each other like you did in the old days.
Good old days,
We could write letters, and we can send tapes and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it'd be slower, but it would still get done.
Letters.
But if you banned comics, there wouldn't be comics to read. Well, what would I do? I don't read anything else.
Make cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Make things that didn't qualify as comics.
Something that was one panel, maybe?
Yeah.
Didn't have any words.
Do a lot of sketches. And
yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, I mean...
Graphic novels.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't say graphic novels. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, just the whole thing at first was really exciting and then turned real sour, and I was just like, oh, there's so much stuff here, and most of it's crappy and, you know, not worth my time, and you got to fish through and find the really good stuff, you know, or you can go to your local comic store, find the stuff that's been published that someone has pre-selected as good for you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of easier in a way.
I suppose. I don't really trust anybody's taste, but at the same time, I'm willing to, like... All right, I'm going to commit to liking this, and then no matter what it is, I'll just... Yeah, all right, fine, I like this.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just a big sea of people doing the same kind of stuff, and it's... I don't know, it kind of makes me down. But it didn't turn me off of wanting to do my own stuff or anything like that.
Did it turn you on more to wanting to do your own stuff?
Yeah, it kind of did in a way, actually. Just because I know what I'm doing is something that I feel strongly about, and it's not something that I'm doing to try to impress other people or to try to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to write the next fucking Dilbert and I'm going to get rich. I'm not, you know, it's not like that. So, yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Brian does a comic called Harriet Tubman 2099.
Dude, speaking of 2099, all right, well, maybe we'll talk about that later.
No, go ahead.
We invented a thing.
It'll
be cool. Well, I don't, maybe I won't talk about it. Maybe it's under wraps still.
Oh, okay. Veggie wrap.
Tastes good.
What?
Hmm?
Tastes good.
Sure.
Paste gut?
Okay.
Pay stub?
We'll do it.
All right. I had another point of entry.
Is it about boner exams?
Kind of.
Do you want to get a boner exam? Because this is really quick. I'll let you get up to this. Okay. Here's my tiny little miniature, not even advertising rage moment. Just like funny thing. You know, this isn't even like, this doesn't make me mad. I just find it funny. There's a radio ad. I listen to the radio at work. There's a radio ad, and there's a guy talking about, I guess, getting your, like, boat license. You know, for, like, driving a boat around or something.
Yeah.
Some website about that kind of thing. And it was called boaterexam.com. But the way the radio was and the way the guy's voice was and the speed, he was totally saying boaterexam.com, boaterexam.com. And he was totally saying boner exam. And I was like, that's awesome. Boner exam. I'm official boner inspector. I have a t-shirt that says that. Got it.
Make it on your way home. Just write it on your shirt.
Yeah, official boner inspector.
Good job.
Who wants me to inspect their boner?
Inspector
boner.
Yeah, how was that running that van with all them dongs? I mean, like, a bunch of dudes in a box.
It was not too bad. It was, I mean, yeah, Ed and I were the only ones who drove because we're the only ones who knew how.
Yeah.
Or could or whatever. So we would swap out. It was a good system. It was good. We would, like, drive for, like, a couple hours, swap out while the other person just had a quick nap. You know, like, you sleep for an hour and you're kind of, like, you're just refreshed enough to, like, be able to do something for a little while. Instead of, like, sitting down and trying to have, like, a four-hour nap and then get totally fully charged, you just kind of, like, run on, you know, you fill up that little 20% gauge and that's just enough, and then you go for a couple hours. So, I mean, the driving part worked out pretty well. And the other dudes pretty much just kind of, like, slept and shit and then later complained. Yeah. Like,
oh man. Oh yeah. It's really cramped back here, and I'm having a hard. And didn't get a very good sleep, and you know, like back off. Yeah. But
I mean, it was pretty good, and we made good time too, because me and Fred.
Right.
Who? I don't know. What? What am I saying? I don't even know. We were fucking Team Leadfoot. The van went. You could go three speeds. You could go, like, well, you can go a lot of speeds, but highway, you could go, like, I don't know what this is in miles. The speed limit was in miles, but we didn't really, like, pay attention to that. You could go 100 kilometers per hour, or you can go to 140 kilometers per hour. And, okay, I think the speed limit was, like, 70-ish something. And I think that equates to about maybe 110 or something like that. Someone can call in and correct me right now. And but just the way the van was and the gas pedal was kind of like weird, and we had a heavy load in the van and all that, you could either go like kind of not fast enough or way 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 too fast, and so we just opted for way 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 too fast. So we made good time. It was good. It's boring, so you can talk about what you're going to talk about.
Oh, okay. Once upon a time, tonight, me and Heather went to a show at the Orpheum Theater downtown, which is like a real fancy kind of classy place.
There's an,
like,
Orpheum Theater in every town.
Yeah, this one was downtown.
Okay. Well, there totally is, though. You know that?
Yeah,
I learned
sure.
about that.
No,
I learned about that.
There's a state theater, there's an Orpheum, there's a palace, there's a something else.
It's because they used to be... Ah, fuck it. Everyone knows that story, except for me. I didn't know that before this weekend, but now I know.
I used to think that Central Avenue ran the entire length of the continent.
Central Avenue?
Yeah.
We don't have one of those.
Well, just left to right, I meant.
Oh, we have a Broadway.
Yeah, we got one of those, too. I think it's the same one. I'll just take Broadway to your house.
Yeah, I think that's how you get here.
Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, we went to the Orpheum and saw the Strokes and the Eagles of Death Metal. And it was a really fucking weird show, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen plenty of bands before. And this was among the weirdest fucking experiences. We got there. Okay, the ticket said doors at 7:30. So we're like, what the fuck ever, we'll get there when we get there.
Because
a lot of times, you know, shows say blah, blah, blah. The band you really want to see doesn't go on for like 7 hours after that.
Yeah, totally.
So, you know, but this was at like the Fancy Schmancy Theater. And apparently 7:30 means first band of two goes on exactly at 7:30.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
so while the doors are opening.
Yeah. Rush up to your seats. So we got there in the...
they ain't stopping for nothing.
The doors were... you know, we entered the theater and they scanned our tickets. And then all the doors to the actual, like, auditorium part were closed, you know. And they're like, is this your right door? And I said, I don't know. Here's my ticket. And I can hear the music inside. And I'm like, that's fucking Eagles Death Metal. It's on right now. And I really love that band. It's got Josh Hahn from Queens of Stone Age playing drums.
Oh, really?
Band. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm a big fan of Queens of Stone Age, blah, 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 Caius, this and that. So she's like, okay, yeah, this is your door. Let's just wait for the, you gotta wait for the usher to show you your seats. And, like, I can hear him through the door saying that this is their last song.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, this fucking sucks. But then the usher came out right away and brought us to our seats and you know, sat us down. And then it turned out they were playing two more was their last songs. But it was both the radio singles. I mean, it was both...
what you would want to hear. What everyone there would want to hear.
Right.
Besides you, because you like the shit underground shit.
I like the meat.
Right, I don't know. You know what? I would just like to interject and say that often I find that when bands have their hit single on the radio or whatever, and I get the album, I often find that the songs that they pick as singles are the best songs, and I agree with them, and they're usually the songs I like best. And it's not because I've heard it on the radio, but I just usually agree with the choices.
Really?
And I don't know if that's, like, the fact that they're singles that has some sort of impression on me, like, oh, that must be the best song.
You think maybe it's band loyalty?
I don't know what it is, but
like,
usually
I agree with your choices.
Usually I agree. I'm like, yeah, that is one of the stronger songs, and you should have picked that as a radio single, and I do like it. It's pretty rare when I'm like, oh, you fucking shouldn't have chosen that. That's bullshit. But
oh, no, it's not that I feel that way. I'm glad when it, like, if a band's going to have a single, make it be the first song on the record, and have your second single be the second song on the record. So then, as I get tired of that first song, but not
you
the other nine,
fast
I just
forward.
Start one song later, you know?
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Take that, bands. Oh, but yeah, so they played their singles, which are, you know, they're fine songs, but they have so many songs, and I wanted to hear some of them. But it was fine. I didn't, you know, whatever. It's no big deal. Okay, so the crowd was fucking weird, man. And everyone was sitting in their spots, and, like, the crowd was, like, all, like, a lot of super youngs, and a lot of, like, it was, like, suburbanoids, and some, like... There was no ne'er-do-wells at all. It was all the do-wells.
It's because they can't afford to go to theater shows.
I guess. I mean, it was a lot.
They usually are. I mean, yeah, theater shows are always more expensive than going to a club.
Yeah. Well, it was $85 per.
Wow.
And then, you know, they have their proprietary parking system that you have to subscribe to.
$85? Okay.
No, it wasn't really $85.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm lying.
Because I would have fucking just downloaded that shit.
Yeah. Well, that's... Okay, here's the weird thing. Okay, crowd schmowed. The crowd's fucking weird. There was this... two chicks in front of us, like, taking pictures every couple of minutes. Like, not even every couple of minutes. I mean, fucking every... Okay, take a picture of the verse. And just, I'm taking a picture of the chorus.
Just
taking
a picture of the bridge. Just leave the shutter open and capture it all.
Yeah, totally. But, like, with flash. And we are, like, 30 rows back.
Mm.
That flash isn't doing anything but illuminating a fucking
head and
flannel shirt that is still seared into my retina.
Yeah.
So, they're doing that. People behind us, fucking whatever. Everybody, basically, everyone's a jerk off. And
or
that's
perhaps,
fine.
Or perhaps a stupid Clint Barton.
Well, maybe.
All right.
I'm not subscribing to that, dude. I am not. That's possible, though. Right. So the band, okay, is very much like their record. They've got the three records, and they can play those three records.
We're talking the Strokes here.
Yeah.
Okay.
They their light show was fucking amazing. These huge columns of, like, LED shit and just, like, all these lights and bright. But the sound was quiet. And the songs were just like the record. And that's that. I mean, it was good. I like the songs on the record, and they performed them.
But it was pretty processed.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing new gleaned from the performance. You know, like, you know, it's fun to see a band and see some of their personality come out.
Are they? I don't really know too much about that band. I know that from their videos, they're kind of cool, like, you know, laid back, we don't fucking care about shit.
Right.
Kind of type dudes. Do they play like that? I mean, it seems to me in a band like that, any band that's outlets like that, usually singer is kind of crazy dude who's like, being cool, being like Mick Jagger.
This dude could not fucking dance to save his life. He didn't dance at all. He, like, if he wasn't singing, he'd kind of lean on one foot and kind of point a little bit and maybe walk over to the drums. And they're not sloppy, dude. They are like, I mean, there's two guitar players and they've got contrasting guitar lines and they're fucking on point the whole time. I mean, like,
what if it's what if they're playing the tape to backup tapes?
Nah.
What if they were guitar syncing?
There was enough.
You could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell they weren't.
Yeah. But they did play every solo exactly like the record.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been probably at it for a real long time. And
no.
No?
No, they're like, no, Julian Casablancas, the leader of that band, his dad owns a modeling agency and is, like, wealthy beyond the dreams of mortal ken.
Okay.
Dolls. And, no, he just decided, he's like, I'm going to have a band. So he got this band together. And then, like, as soon as they got together, they're like, let's have a single on the radio. And then they did. And so they haven't been at it a super long time. They don't seem particularly seasoned at anything. It's just they've got this show that they're presenting at the theater house, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not dissing the band. It's just a fucking weird band. And it was a weird-ass scene. And it was just a really weird, weird time.
Maybe... Yeah, maybe it's just a function of being in a theater, you know, like, because you don't get the crowd right up in your business.
No, that was, yeah, I mean, I'm, like, trapped with my neighbors in the you know.
You can't, I mean.
Whoever we're standing by, that's who we're by, because.
Yeah, I've been to theater shows where they don't even let you stand up.
Wow.
Yeah, no, seriously, and they're like, no, please sit down, because people behind you can't see. I'm like, well, fucking, why don't they stand up? But, yeah, I've been told to sit down.
It's anarchy!
I know, and, like, but then I've been at theater shows where fucking everyone bum rushes the stage, and it's pretty much just like a bar show. So,
except with these fucking metal seats everywhere that you can't move.
Yeah, sort of. So,
when we saw Nick Cave in either here or Chicago, he played, like, two songs, and he's like, what are y'all doing? Come on. And he, like, gestured towards the stage, and as soon as he, like, made that come hither hand flap, like, woont, everybody was just, like, thud up.
Yeah.
You know.
And at that point, security guards can't do shit.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's down to the band. Maybe he should have just said, guys, come on up here. Like that. And then, and then the people that understood him would have. That was my Julian Casablancas.
Yeah, all right, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
He wasn't maybe putting on a fake Australian accent or anything.
I don't know. It's like, okay, I get it. The guitar player wears a vest. Okay. Like, so you have to wear a vest in every fucking photo and, you know.
Yeah, that's his thing, man. That's his thing. Otherwise, how would you know who he was?
And the guitar player, Albert Hammond Jr., this is awesome. The dude plays a white Strat.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine how tight you could think of a strap to go and then double it, tightness-wise. He plays
it's
the thing.
It's up around his neck.
Yeah, he actually doesn't use a pick. He just swallows and, like, it strums with his fucking Adam's apple.
Oh, God.
This shit is high.
Wow.
Is what I'm saying. High
that's
up.
Cool. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I think fucking guitar should stop looking at their crotches so much.
I just think everyone should sit the fuck down.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. And if you're not going to be a fucking crazy dude, if you're not going to be Flea, okay?
Right.
Then sit down. One or the other, right?
Yeah.
Like, dance around, move around, or just, you know, if you're not going to do that.
Don't just shift your weight. If you're just going to shift your weight, sit on the couch. Would you go see a band of dudes on couches?
Sure, why not? If they were good and, like, you know, if that was their style, yeah, I'm for that.
Let's do it.
But I do enjoy it when the guys are jumping around and shit. But not too much, though, because over-dramatization of bands, I don't know. It's often very phony.
Yeah.
And when singers are all crawling around the stage and being like, I'm all fucked up. Like, okay, maybe you are, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what are you doing? What is that?
Yeah.
Climbing on shit.
Climbing on shit's okay. Doing stunts, that's
depends all right. on the shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So wait, it's all about the music.
Sure.
We hate comics.
Okay.
Computers.
Maybe
worse than
okay.
comics. Coke Black beats them all.
Well, but it's sugar free.
No, it's got sugar. No, it starts off high fructose corn syrup.
So
then water.
Why the aspartame?
I don't know. It's way at the end. I guess it's semi low calorie
for flavor. That's stupid, though. I don't like that.
I don't know.
I don't like Diet Pop.
No.
No, I just, I don't know. If you're gonna drink pop, just I can go all out. I don't,
you know what's good? It's fucking Diet Cherry Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
No, it's not.
No, it is good.
Because it has aspartame in it.
Yeah, that's what makes it good. It makes it taste like yogurt.
Aspartame is gross. It tastes terrible.
No.
I don't like it. Anything with aspartame, I can instantly tell, and I don't like it.
No. Really?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just think that if you're not going to have sugar, just don't fool yourself. Don't drink pop. Just have something else.
Soup?
Drink some water. Just drink some water. Yeah, soup. Soup should make a big comeback. We should be able to get cans of soup from vending machines. They had hot vending machines in Japan where you would get hot drinks from. And, like, not just like a coffee machine, but you get like a can of something and it would be hot. So a can of soup. I think it's probably a good idea.
Cold soup, cold broth.
Maybe a can of oatmeal.
Yeah. And they could call it can meal.
Is that... And you could eat it on the go.
Yeah.
When you're too busy to sit down and eat a bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think would also be a really good multitasking product? I was thinking of this earlier today. Is if you could combine a cell phone...
Uh-huh.
Or maybe even earphones, like, for your music device. Combine that with a Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be cleaning out your ear while you're talking.
I like it.
Yeah. Because,
The disposable tip, or is it going to rinse off into something?
Maybe they could make, like, a sonic thing. Like, shoot, like, sonic waves in there, and it'll just, like, disintegrate all your shit.
It could have a collection cup inside.
Yeah, like a little baggie or something.
A crayon mold.
What?
A crayon mold. You could have make your own earwax crayon inside.
I get it.
Yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah.
I know some people in R&D that could advance. I mean, yeah, R&D.
Rundgrens and Dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah? And then what?
Well, then we could... test market it in Washington.
And Atlantic Canada. And only those two places.
Sounds good to me. Atlantic Canada.
Wherever OK Soda was sold.
Oh, then I'd be able to have some here.
All right.
Did you see that? Did you see what we had going on there for a second?
A little bit, but...
didn't pan out, I guess.
I guess not. Did you buy any merch?
Did I buy any merch?
And dice?
No! God!
Merch and/or dice?
No.
All right.
No, I like to buy a local merch, but I ain't buying no big touring band merch. What am I going to do that for? Are you there? Hey there, yeah.
We got a caller?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Caller.
Do we have... Is he there?
Yeah.
Can you...
Yeah.
Can you maybe boost up the levels on the...
I got... Okay.
Can we get the engineer? Can we get the...
Hello, come in, Ive.
Hello?
Caller, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Alright, what's going on?
Nothing, we're just, recording the show. We're not having you on today.
Okay, yeah. Are you recording right now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, we haven't figured out how to record three-way yet.
Okay.
So we need to, like, test something out.
Yeah, no, we figured it out.
You want to test out a three-way with us?
No, we're going to call you tomorrow, though.
Oh, cool.
So be ready. What day is it tomorrow?
Around this time?
Yeah, well, slightly before.
Not cool.
Not cool. Awesome.
Not cool? It's time for my daily bath.
Well, take it easy, Ive.
You too.
Congratulations on the thing we'll talk about tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
And whatever you do, you are not allowed to say Clint Barton, okay?
Not allowed to say what?
You're not allowed to say Clint Barton.
Oh, why not?
Well, because it's offensive, and a lot of people don't like it. Whatever you do, make sure...
I love him.
Well, okay, good. Me too. But, you know, if it's something that you say in your regular speech, you should consciously try to think of how to not say Clint Barton in your dialogue.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. You know, because, I don't know, I get in a lot of shit for it, so... I get a lot of Clint Barton over it, saying the Clint Barton. Sometimes.
So we'll have you on tomorrow, Ive.
All right.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Have a good day. We'll talk to you next night day.
All right. All right.
Safe. Is he a robot?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's on there?
Jamming the vocoder, actually.
Oh, man. Okay.
Awesome. Well, I wonder if Grug will be the same way.
What? Wanting to say Clint Barton all the time?
No, it's all Robotronic.
Oh. Well, it is the land of tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose. Is it tomorrow there already, yesterday, today?
Jeez, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't think they know either.
I'm all like, I'm all van lagged and all the time zone jumping and shit. I don't even know where I am, man.
I know it's the fucking motherfucking bedtime zone up in this spot.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Oh, snap.
Yep.
Do you know what? I wish people stop saying snap.
Really?
A little bit. Maybe they should start slowing down now.
What?
You think people should start slowing down on that?
Slowing down on snap.
Yeah, hold up on it.
I suppose.
Don't you think?
I guess.
I'm just worried about it being worn out.
Nah.
No?
Look at Rad.
Rad.
It's had its ups and downs, but it's still maintained its integrity.
I guess so. And Awesome will not die.
Mm-mm. No matter how many times you try to kill it.
I hate it. I can't quit it.
Yeah.
And Cool has always been good.
Oh, yeah.
Probably cool always will be. Yeah. Hot comes and goes.
Yeah.
But, trying to make up new slang is probably the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Or Gremlin.
Gremlins?
You got a parting thought, dude? Or was that it? That must have fucking been it. Shit, eh.
Okay, I guess I won't go on some deep philosophical tangent. I would like to say that I fucking listened to the Hell Yeah cast.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah, that shit was on point.
And it started out a little tentative, and Heather didn't know how to work a microphone or something. I don't know. The way that I forget somehow. I got in trouble. Xander was like, oh, dude, I can't do his accent. I don't know how he talks. And he was like, oh, I really like what you guys are doing. It's really good. But can I just make one suggestion? I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And he's like, sometimes I can't hear you. And I was like, oh, it's because I'm the one who's being recorded over Skype, and Phil has to mix it in, and it's bad quality and all that. But really what it is I don't enunciate very well.
You forget where your mic is?
And, I guess... I guess when I'm just making, like, shitty off comments, I kind of just say it under my breath. And I got to get a little closer to the mic a little bit sometimes. And then other times I'm, like, looking for shit, and I'm just like, I don't know, all that. But I'll work on that.
Cool.
Surprisingly, no one said, you talk too fast. Because that's usually what I get from people, is that I
talk
too fast. What? What?
What? Something happened.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we gotta tell okay, fucking Grug we're not having him on.
All right, can we,
It's ringing.
Okay.
All the way in New Zealand.
The land of zeal.
Yeah. The brand new land of zeal. It's not that old Zealand. Which, I don't know where that is.
He's not from New Zealand.
It's probably over by Hampshire.
You're full of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the dude's not answering.
What a homo.
So tomorrow we should have some Australians on, huh?
We could, well, I don't know.
I think we have to ask them a question and then just wait.
What? What do you mean?
Be like, so how's it going? And then wait.
So, okay. So, for instance, we go, so how's it going?
That's my new Australian accent.
That's pretty good. It sounds
That's
a little
pretty
bit
accurate.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
Hey, Grug.
Oh, shit.
Grug.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. We're not having you on
today. Hey.
Yeah, we're just testing some shit
out
here.
Oh, okay.
We're just calling you to tell you that this is not happening right now.
Yeah.
It's going to happen tomorrow.
All right, cool.
We'll do it up tomorrow. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. I'll talk to you
It'll
tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow. Okay. 1 hour ago tomorrow.
And also, just so you know, you're not allowed to say the word Clint Barton.
Yeah. I'm not?
No. People find it offensive. I said it once, and I got in trouble, so.
Once. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Grug, okay? So be ready. Be prepared.
Awesome. It's a day. See you then.
Right. Or be square. See you, robot.
Error.
Error.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I just wanted to say before. No. No.
Play me to bed.
You and the bear.
Yeah.
You did a good job, and it was very sweet. And you guys were real nice. And you said some nice shit about me, and it almost made me cry.
Yeah, we're probably gonna go up to 4, maybe 5 days a week, and then we'll let you know.
You guys?
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe I can, like, come in on weekends or something.
We could have you on sometime, I suppose. You know, you got a project or whatever that's happening.
Yeah. There's probably some shit I wanted to make comments on that you said, but fuck it.
Well, you know anybody could post a comment on the website there.
Oh, right, really? How would they do that?
I think there's a link that says post a comment.
What's the website again?
Oh, yeah, Spy vs. Spy podcast.com/edu.
_ Clint Barton
tilde Angel Fire. We're actually just go to Angel Fire and search for GeoCities.
Brian and Phil's awesome stuff /nudie001.jpg.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, you know, I just think everything redirects to us anyway. So just go wherever and
we are the internet.
It. Yeah, exactly.
We are the children. SpyVersusSpy.com. SpyVersusSpy@gmail.com. Write us emails. You got some questions for Australians? I know I do.
Yeah, you better fucking hurry.
Maybe you could write some in.
I'll try to get this show up before we record that one.
What the hell? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, and so on and so forth. And see ya, Clint Barton.